This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottoville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottoville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Hillscamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins, lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Pickwish Garbery Gym, and we're set to bring you two games from the boys' Division IV sectional tonight. Coming up in just a few minutes, it's Botkins versus Ansonia, a rematch of last year's Garbery Gym game in the boys' D4 sectional, won by Ansonia by two, 59-57. Botkins will try to knock off Ansonia here tonight in the second rounder. Botkins a four seed, Ansonia a five seed, and it shapes up as a game every bit as good as that. Botkins 11-11 on the year, Ansonia 13-10. Of course, Botkins from the Shelby County Athletic League, and Sonia from the Cross County Conference. And Sonia went 8-4 in league play. Botkins 4-8 in the Shelby County League. Chuck, these two teams vastly improved over the course of the year. We saw Botkins in December knock off Fort Loramie at the Redskins gym on a long buzzer beater, which is included in our highlights in our open. You may have just heard.
Yep.
That was a mid-court shot, enabling Botkins to win by three. Botkins did not beat Rushi either time, did not play Anna very well either time. Botkins stubbed its toe at Lima Perry to end the regular season, 62-45. Botkins finished losing three of its last four. Botkins has beaten the teams it's needed to beat this year, and this is one of them here tonight, Ansonia, in the second round of the tourney.
Well, I mean, it's a tournament game, so obviously if you don't win, you go turn in your uniforms at the end of the night. But, I mean, it's a big game for them, and they've gotten better. They're young, but the young can't be an excuse anymore because these kids have a whole season of basketball together, and some of them were varsity players last year as freshmen. So, they've got the experience now, and I think that if they can play like we saw them play against Fort Loramie, I think they can not only win this one, but they could give Loramie a game in the championship.
Well, key for Botkins this year in games we've seen has been, I don't know what you call it, the sustenance. It just has not been able to sustain four quarters of play, especially at the defensive end, especially in terms of taking care of the ball. Botkins led Anna the midway second quarter, then got thumped to rash of turnovers.
Right.
Botkins led Fort Loramie second quarter, then got beat by 11, failed in the second half. But it's a team that is unbelievably explosive. Young players who've been on the floor since last year, they're no longer sophomores. They've got more experience than the sophomores usually have by this point in time. I look at that game on February 9th. I know it was Waynesfield-Goshen. Botkins beat Waynesfield 93-36. I don't care if it's Waynesfield-Goshen or what Goshen or what Waynesfield it happens to be. 93 points.
Yep.
A lot of firepower in this Botkins team, and it needs to push this game into the 60s against Ansonia.
Oh, no doubt. I'll tell you what, they when they're on a roll, it's the best three-point shooting team as a whole that I've seen this year. Loramie comes close. But I've seen these kids make 16 in a game against New Knoxville. Unbelievable shooting, and they can step out.
It's not just right on the line. They can shoot the ball from 6-7 feet behind the line. I think a key tonight is going to be Jacob Plyman. He's a freshman, big kid. They need him to have a good inside game tonight. That's what they did not get anything out of him in the second Loramie game, and that was one of the big reasons that Loramie kind of won that game easily.
Hunter Muir is one of the two best players for Ansonia. He stands at 6'4". He's a senior. The average is 11.5 a game. That's going to be a good duel. Plyman and Muir. Plyman needs to hold his own, slow Muir down. If he runs up 15, 16 points on the inside, Bodkins is probably in trouble.
Right.
You mentioned Trojans' three-point shooting a moment ago, Chuck. 167 triples made on the year in 22 games by Bodkins. Do the math. That's about 8 per contest.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And they shoot a high. They shoot a good percentage, too.
Oh, yeah. It's 37%. Nothing to sneeze at right there. Zane Paul averaging on the year 11.6. Spencer Euchre averaging on the year 11.5. Jaden Pretty, the coach's son, coming off the bench at least late in the regular season, averaging 11.9. Jaden Wendell off the bench, game in, game out, 8.3. Shooters everywhere, and it's a team that's deep on the sideline.
Yeah, they can run people at you. I mean, that's where I think the difference was last year, was that they were young, but they didn't have a whole lot of depth. They got depth this year, and they've got outstanding offensive basketball players. I think you hit it on the head. If they can play defense as well as they play offense tonight, they should be okay.
Yeah, I know that's the motto in the Bodkins program right now. We know we've got scores. We know we can rack up points. We know we can run up and down the floor. We've got to make defense our calling card, because in the Shelby County League, that's what wins games in the end.
Yeah, go ask anybody who plays Jackson Center.
As I alluded a moment ago, last year these two clubs met here at Piqua in the D4 sectional, and Sonia pulled it out by a final score of 59-57. Bodkins drilled Ansonia for 30 in the fourth quarter, but trailed in that game by 14 entering the fourth, wound up losing but two. Zane Paul, Spencer Euchre, Tyler Free were on that team for Bodkins a year ago. Hunter Muir and Hunter Buckingham, two leading scorers this year for Ansonia, were on that team one season ago. In fact, in that game one year ago, a young man by the name of Darren Sink played 32 minutes, pumped in 15 points. He graduated last season for Ansonia, as did Trevor Alexander, who scored 19 points and played 30 minutes. Muir and Buckingham didn't figure in the scoring much last year. They do this year. Bodkins must defend those two young men for Ansonia.
Yeah, I mean, and they're going to be, this is an inside-outside kind of game, so they're going to have to defend inside in the paint, and they're going to have to defend the three-point shot. And Buckingham does a real nice job of getting into the lane, and then when the defense collapses, finding somebody to dump the ball to. So Bodkins' rotation defensively is going to be a big key tonight.
Chuck, I look at one opponent on Bodkins' schedule to symbolize how far Bodkins has come over the course of the year. Way back on December 11th, Bodkins lost at Fairlawn 64-59. About a month ago, Bodkins 70, Fairlawn 37.
Yeah, that's quite the big difference. Yeah. I'll tell you, Fairlawn's a good basketball team, so you can see why they would get them a little bit early. They got the twins, but they've come a long way. And Pretty, the coach's son, who wasn't eligible until January, really gives them one more outstanding offensive threat.
Yeah, he does. Sean Powell, head coach at Bodkins, was a scoring phenom in high school at Lima Shawnee, and he brings scoring to this Bodkins team this year. Again, the defense has got to improve, and who knows, if Bodkins plays some D, it could certainly challenge opponents one game after another here in the tournament. Bodkins took a first-round bye, so this is essentially a second-round game, and Sonia won on Friday by a score of 38-35 over rival Mississinewa Valley. A Bodkins win tonight would pit Bodkins against the winner of our second game tonight, Fort Loramie Riverside, in a 7 p.m. upper bracket sectional final on Friday evening.
Right, and no matter which team wins, I'll tell you what, Loramie, I mean, they got to take care of business tonight. They should. Whoever they play in that final, it's going to be a team that they're going to have to be ready to play against.
Yeah, can Fort Loramie beat Bodkins a third time?
Yeah, well, they split. Yeah, because they split. So it's the rubber match.
You're so right. You're so used to Fort Loramie
beating
Bodkins game in, game out. Hey, it's a changing of the guard. Bodkins' future looks mighty good. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Plus, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Fresh's in Sydney, Troy, Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Bodkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. I'll spotlight our new underwriting sponsors in just a moment. Starting lineups up next, then the start of the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Bodkins Trojans in the game a year ago against Ansonia in the Piqua Boys Division 4 sectional. Got 9 points from Zane Paul, 11 from Spencer Euchre, 11 from Tyler Free. And with the additional shooters on this Bodkins team, if those young men can replicate that scoring and Bodkins can get help from 3 or 4 others, the Trojans could be in good shape here tonight. Starting lineups being introduced, and Sonia Tigers from the Cross County Conference in the road, black with orange numbers. The opening five is as follows. Matt Ferrier, Hunter Buckingham, Matthew Shook, Hunter Muir, and Andrew Rowland. That's the opening five. Buckingham is a 5'9 junior. He'll penetrate. He'll kick. He'll also jack up the three. Hunter Muir on the inside, a 6'4 senior, both averaging just under 12 points a game for Ansonia head coach Devin Lindbergh. For Sean Powell's Bodkins Trojans in the home white gold numbers, trimmed in black, Elliot Gubo begins the game. Gubo, a 5'11" junior. Zane Paul, a 5'10" sophomore. And he's up among the leading scorers for the Bodkins Trojans this year. Also in the opening five, Spencer Euchre, 6'2", a senior. He's right there even with Paul at just over 11 points a game. Josh Madden, 6'3", senior forward, 6.5 a game. One of the five starters. And in the middle, it is Jacob Plyman, 6'5", only a freshman. He is among the starting five for Bodkins. And this young man, Plyman, is improving steadily. He's only a ninth grader. Can you imagine, Chuck, potentially how good he could be by the time he's a junior or senior?
Well, let me tell you one thing difference you're going to see. You're going to see a whole lot more muscle on the young man when he gets into the weight room.
Yeah, no doubt. Our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 across from Lake Loramie in Minster. And Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Dan Eilerman team will work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. And Sonia won the opening tip and missed a hurry driving layup. Botkins got the rebound and quickly goes down inside to Spencer Euchre, who had it knocked away out of bounds by Ansonia, and we're off and running.
Yeah, Ferrier got to the rim down there. He just didn't finish the shot.
Trojans inbound, left of the basket. Zane Paul, the playmaker. It's kind of congested beneath the rim. It's dished inbounds to Euchre. Euchre goes up to shoot, ripped away from him by Muir. It's ruled a jump. Bodkins will retain it. And Sonia Bench wanted the takeaway. Could have been a transition the other direction, but the officials gave the jump signal right now. Bodkins inbounds on the arc to Elliot Gubo. Down inside to Euchre. Euchre carves out space in the lane, wedges toward the basket. Not much of a shot, but there's contact, and he'll shoot two.
In the games we've seen Bodkins play, they tend to start the game trying to get the ball to Euchre down inside. Then it kind of spreads out their three-point shooting. I like the philosophy.
The Spencer Euchre is a worker. Stands at 6'1", maybe 6'1 and a half. And he's got his lunch pail with him, all the tools he needs. He'll carve out space in the lane every trip down the floor. He's Mr. Do-It-All inside for Bodkins. He made one, missed one, then Ansonia got the rebound and threw it away. Quickly, Bodkins, forecourt left. Paul jacks up a three, short, no good. There's Euchre on the interior. He's got it. Offensive rebound, Euchre.
What a spin move in the lane that time.
3-0 Bodkins here at the beginning. Here's Matt Ferrier over the timeline for Ansonia. Bodkins' defense is trying to hem in Ansonia way out on the floor. Here's an over-guarding foul against the Trojans as Hunter Muir took the ball at the elbow on the right and tried to snake his way toward the basket. It's common, and Ansonia will throw in underneath the rim. Just underway here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym, Division 4 boys sectional, second round. Bodkins took an opening round by, and Sonia defeated rival Mississinewa Valley 38-35. And Sonia having difficulty getting it in, he goes to Matthew Shook on the arc. Shook on the dribble. Shook, who stands at 5'11", a senior, gives it up 25 feet away to Buckingham. Now back to Shook. He fakes left, goes right against Euchre. He's doubled at the short corner. Then pitches it back out 25 feet away to Ferrier, who dribbles behind the back. Bodkins' defense has been excellent so far. Ball thrown to Muir in the post. He can't shoot. Pitches back out on the arc to the three-point gunner. It is much too long. No good. Rebound on the inside. Bodkins and Sonia's over the back.
Zane Paul did a great job of boxing him out, and the only choice Ferrier had was to let him get the rebound. He tried to go over the top. You're going to call that every time.
Reese Stahman, a 5'10 sophomore, stepped in off the bench for Ansonia. He's the young man who chucked up the long trifecta. Bodkins rebounded it. Foul Tigers. Bodkins forecourt left. 2 minutes gone. 3-0 Bodkins. Here's a nice dish down inside. Euchre to Plyman. Plyman spins toward the Tiger defender who knots him up. Arrow favors Ansonia.
Quick hands by the Tigers tonight so far.
And Bodkins has got five white shirts in backcourt. Pressure being applied. Here's Ansonia's Ferrier. Flips it in short to Buckingham, right back to Ferrier. Zane Paul glides with him down the far side. Change of pace, dribble over the timeline by Buckingham. 20 feet away to Stahman. Stahman wants to hand off to Buckingham, can't do it. Ball goes baseline left to Shook. Shook has his leaner from 8 feet, deflected, loose ball, and Sonya gets it back. Shook, foul line, enters the lane, offensive foul. Botkin stood its ground. 3-0 and Sonya, or I should say 3-0 Botkins. So far the Trojans have taken the fight to the Tigers. 5:40 left to go opening quarter. And Sonya, unlike Botkins, not pressing in backcourt. Here comes Paul up over the timeline for Botkins. He looks near side for teammate Josh Madden, then gives it to him. Ball thrown left corner, handled there by Euchre. Now Madden in the top of the key. Here's Euchre behind the arc. And Sonya's defense, Chuck, appears to be a zone, is it not?
No, they're playing a man.
Are they?
But they're playing kind of a matchup type thing. They're really sagging inside right now and allowing Botkins to handle the ball on the arc.
Trojans enter the ball, low post right to Euchre. A little shuffle step by him, guilty of walking, and Sonya gets the basketball back. Down 3-0. Botkins has shut out the Tigers in the first nearly 3 minutes. 5:08 to go, opening quarter. Midcourt, Stahman for Ansonia. Well, we got a crowd of players near the center circle. What, Botkins playing defense like glue. And what do we have? Maybe a foul both ways away from the action, shoving back and forth between a white jersey and a black one.
Well, Muir and Madden have been banging the heck out of each other on both ends. I think that's a good call by the official. It's going to calm it down a little bit.
So a foul called against two players, one from each team. Who were assessed with the common personals, Chuck?
Muir and Madden.
Okay. Hunter Muir, 23. Josh Madden, 31. And Sonya possession ball inbounded. Short jump shot below the foul line by Muir. No good. Rebound Botkins. Paul stolen by Ansonia. Here's a quick run out down the floor. Driving layup by Buckingham. It is short. He met resistance near the rim. Good D by Botkins. Here come the Trojans the other way. Jason Pretty in the game. Pretty, a 5'10 sophomore guard. Short on the long jumper. Rebound collected by Kleiman. And he sticks it in. Botkins fans going crazy across the way. Trojans lead it 5-0, 4:31 to go opening quarter on scorersbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And the kind of start that head coach Sean Powell of Botkins likes. Trojans hustling all over the floor, leading 5-0. The looks Ansonia's gotten have been hurried. And Botkins' defense is so far the calling card in this game tonight. Good to see it. 5-0 Trojans. We hear the 4-minute mark, first quarter. Ansonia yet to score. Ball thrown, foul line extended right to Muir. Muir, tallest player on the floor for Ansonia at 6'4". Dribbles to the free throw line. Throws to a teammate, deep left corner. A long try by Stahman. It curled around and came off. Rebound deflected to Pretty of Botkins. Jason Pretty down the floor. Errant pass intended for Paul. Picked off by Ansonia. Here comes Matt Ferrier the other way. He's doubled on the arc. Gave it up to Stahman. Stahman to Muir. Back out to the three-point shooter. It is missed off the back frame by Buckingham. Rebound down to Botkins. Jason Pretty, who has checked in, the 5'10 sophomore. He, too, averaging in double digits. Three double-digit scorers on the court right now for Botkins. Pretty, Euchre, and Paul. 5-0 Trojans. We're down to 3:24 to go here in the first quarter. Botkins spinning the shutout. Here's Kleiman deep in the left corner. On the arc to Euchre. High right to Paul. Ball pitched to the paint. Then it comes right back to Euchre at the foul line, steps inside the stripe, and hits a 12-footer. Euchre on the money. Botkins leading 7-0. 3 minutes left, first quarter. And Sonia up and over the timeline. 25 feet away, it's Buckingham. A new player on the floor gets the ball in the right corner and drives. Running hard toward the rim, it's Andrew Rowland, who's been on the bench for a moment, missed it, no good. Botkins got the rebound. Trojans down the floor, look at he split. Pull up Jay by Pretty, rattled out. Rebound Ansonia. 2:38 left in the first. Hunter Muir, a lot of dribbling. He's double-teamed, throws it away in the corner. Ansonia tracks it down. Boy, Botkins' defense has been a menace so far against Ansonia. Foul Trojans away from the action. That's number three on Botkins.
Well, they've got... Ansonia's going to have to talk to Muir because I'm telling you, the kid's frustrated. That foul, they saw the second one. He threw the first bump. They saw the second one back. He needs to calm down if he wants to stay out there.
And Botkins performing physically here tonight like you do in the Shelby County League. Ansonia getting a taste of it in the first 6 minutes of this game. We're near the two-minute mark, and Sonia yet to score a point. Down 7-0. Here's Hunter Muir, 30 feet away. Ansonia spreads the floor. Muir drives, pulls up, foul line, inside it, shoots. No good, off the heel. Rebound Botkins. Here's Paul. Long throw down the floor. He gets it back in the left corner, shoots it from three-point land short. Here comes Muir, hustling down the court for Ansonia. Behind him to Buckingham. Look out, he's got it. Hunter Buckingham drills it. It took 6 minutes, 10 seconds for Ansonia to net its first points. 7-3, Botkins in the lead. Minute 42 to go, first quarter. Botkins climbing deep in the left corner. Throws it out high to Tyler Free, who is in there. 5'11 sophomore. Very adept 3-point shooter is Free. Ball entered in the paint to Denton Holman, is checked in, a 6'4 soft. Right back on the arc to Pretty. Oh, good inside, outside movement, and Pretty buries it.
I love to watch that kid elevate on his jump shot. He elevates like he's going to dunk it when he's just shooting a three.
That was a triple by Pretty. 10-3, Botkins. Here's Hunter Muir, nearly walked at center circle for Ansonia while under duress. But then found a teammate, Matt Ferrier. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Ferrier starts a drive, gets a shoulder from Paul. Ball goes foul line to Rowland. Rowland wears number 50 on his back. He's a post player. Stocky, not real tall. He missed the 10-footer. Rebound by Botkins. Trojans four-court left. Shot fake in the left corner. Tyler Free steps inside his defender. Jumps and misses from 17. Rebound to Ansonia. 33 seconds to go in the first quarter. 10-3, Botkins. Here's Ferrier, 30 feet away against St. Paul of the Trojans. Ferrier now at the Indians logo at center court. Elbow on the left, it's Muir back to the basket. High dribble. Muir nowhere to go. Steps back, shoots up a rainbow. Got it. 18-footer, long two-pointer. 10-5, Botkins. 10 seconds left, opening quarter. St. Paul on the arc. Zane wants to go. He's doubled. Gets rid of it. Near side. Deep left corner. Plyman. Back out to Paul with 1 second left. It's in the air. It is no good off the iron. Would have counted had it gone. One quarter in the books. Botkins 10 and Sonia 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Botkins Trojans with possession. We start second quarter action. Botkins in front by a score of 10-5. Botkins put the first seven on the board before Ansonia scored. Took the Tigers a little better than 6 minutes to dent the scoring column. Here's Botkins working the ball around the top of the circle. It's flipped into the left corner to Pretty. He's available. It curled out. Went down in. Came off the iron. Rebound away to Ansonia. First half minute, second period. Antonius Ferrier's got the ball 30 feet away. Gets a screen from Roland. Ferrier on the bounce. Ball high overhead. He's halted his dribble. Nowhere to go. Dumps it to Muir. Still well out on the arc. Garnaba Euchre. Interesting matchup right there. 23 Muir, 21 Euchre. Here's Roland on the arc. Deep right corner. Handled by the two-point shooter. A long deuce tried by Shook. Hit the iron, came off, no good. Rebound in the paint area. Muir ducked under, drew the foul, missed it. He's awarded two. Hunter Muir very active at the offensive end.
Botkins needs to be a little worried, the fact that they've played such good defense and they only lead by 5 points. They're getting good looks at their threes. They're just not dropping.
Two shots. Hunter Muir got it. 10-6. Botkins by four. A minute gone, second quarter. Ansonia Tigers defeated Mississinewa Valley 38-35 in the Tigers' opening sectional game. Interesting to note, Ansonia played St. Andrew to a 7-point contest February 11th, 59-52 at Ansonia. Well, both free throws by Ansonia were good, and then look out, Zane Paul is not checked. Zane Paul is open. If you're an Ansonia defender, you've got to find Zane Paul because he buried a 25-foot three-pointer. Then after the tray, Ansonia turned it into a track meet and went at flash speed down the floor and got a foul against Botkins. Hunter Muir was blazing a trail toward the basket from the right wing. Missed the shot attempt, not even close, but he was belted, and his free throw is in.
Paul tried to take the charge. He got close, but that was a good call by the official.
Zane Paul is kind of the motor for this Botkins team. He's the quarterback out front. You got to play at his pace if you're on the floor teaming up with Zane Paul of the Trojans. Both free throws up and in by Muir, and it's 13-9. Botkins' lead is four. Outside the arc, high left, it is Euchre. Now Pretty. Shake and bake move. Goes to the baseline, and he got a shove on his hip from Ferrier of Ansonia.
Well, you know, people from Ansonia are yelling, and I understand it, I guess. You can touch him, but you can't guide them, and that's what he was doing that time. He put a hand on him and tried to guide him to the corner, and they're going to call that every time.
Yeah, if you attempt to get even the slightest advantage with the nudge, yeah, it's going to be called. If no advantage is gained, it's going to be ignored. Ball lobbed in by Paul, baseline left. Flicked away by Ansonia. It's loose, and what do we have? A jump. Botkins reached back in after the Trojans coughed up the ball to earn the tie-up, but the arrow favors Ansonia. And now leading by four, Botkins is in jeopardy of seeing this advantage shrivel to two, maybe even one.
Well, right now, Muir has decided he's going to calm down and take over, and he's an offensive force. He's a big kid.
Oh, yeah. He's a force. He attacks at the offensive end for Ansonia, which drives into the paint area. Here's a looping one-hander by Shook. Good-looking leaner. No good. Off the flange. Rebounding foul. Botkins over the back.
They called that on Euchre, and that's going to be his second.
Uh-oh. Yep. Spencer's got to sit down. Baseline right of the basket. Ansonia throws in. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. 13-9 Botkins. Playmaker Matthew Shook, who just missed the last shot, fires it inbounds on the play to Stammen. Stammen 25 feet away for Ansonia. Gives it up to Buckingham. Baseline left to Roland. Roland's awkward six-footer in traffic is no good. Ansonia batted the rebound out to center circle. Tigers still have it. On the dribble, Buckingham. On the weave, it goes on the play to Fisher, who's in. Ethan Fisher, a 5'8 junior guard, who missed the 20-footer. Botkins got the rebound and the run out the other way. Pretty driving, no good. He blew it. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Antonia, and the Tigers bench thinks that was a mistaken call.
Well, the ball bounced to Purdy, but the referee's saying it hit the line before it bounced up and he caught it.
Botkins blew an easy one right there. Trojans, though, get a reprieve. Purdy underneath the basket throws in to Wendell. Wendell, the super sub on the floor now for Botkins. The 5'9 freshman, but Botkins threw it away. Picked off by Muir. Good intercept. Muir, herky-jerky, move down the floor. Outside the arc on the right. Over guarding by Josh Madden of Botkins. Trojans are quite feisty on defense, Chuck, but a little too aggressive.
Well, I mean, the officials are calling the game a little tight. You got to learn that as a player, and you got to adjust.
5 minutes, 25 seconds to go here in the first half. And now Ansonia's in the bonus. And Hunter Muir, especially, is shooting foul shots. He's at 73% on the year, and he pops it home.
5 for 5 right now here in the first half.
Muir has not missed one. Shooting for 6 for 6 here to cut the Botkins lead to 2, and he does. 13-11, Trojans. 5:25 to go, first half. St. Paul up over the center line. Picked up far right side by Buckingham. Near corner goes to Wendell. Wendell to Paul. To Wendell. Ball flipped into the post area. Handled there by the Trojans. Denton Holman. Now the ball is thrown opposite to the three-point gunner. It's Elliot Gubo. It rattles around and comes off. And we've got a scrum for a loose ball. First ever pile up at the goal line in a Botkins and Sonia football game.
Well, Holman had the rebound. He was 3 feet from the basket, never even turned to look for a shot. And I think that's the intimidation of Muir in there right now.
The arrow does favor the Trojans, who need a bucket right now, leading by only 2, 13-11. 4:55 to go, second quarter. Ball pitched into Wendell on the arc. He doesn't shoot. On a weave to Gubo. Here's the 6'5 Plyman, 25 feet away. Now Zane Paul, 30 feet out. Being checked on the arc by Fisher.
Yeah, now they are playing a 2-3 and they've really extended it.
Deep right corner, Wendell. Wendell available. Missed it hard, no good. Rebound, Plyman, stick back, blocked. Great play, Antonia. Standout defensive performance by the Tigers. Give credit where it's due. That was Matthew Shook, who came away with the cram. And Ansonia recovered it, threw it down the floor to Roland. He drives, low post left. It's bouncing, no good. Rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Ansonia. 13-11 in favor of Botkins. 4:11 to go here in the first half.
They got a three-pointer by Zane Paul. That's the only points they have here in this quarter.
The Trojans have not scored in close to 3 minutes. It was 7-0 Botkins out of the gate, and Sonia didn't score for better than 6 at the outset. Here's Plyman, here's Paul, deep left corner, on top to Wendell. Wendell high right, now Elliot Gubo straight away. And head coach Sean Powell of Botkins gets a timeout as the Trojans are stymied by this Ansonia zone. Midway second quarter, Botkins up 2 on scores.broadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
The Ansonia Tigers have answered the opening game response from Botkins, which piled up 7 early points. Ansonia's clawed right back. Statement made by the Tigers. Botkins one field goal here in the second quarter. Botkins up two, though, 13-11. 3:41 left till halftime. St. Paul straight away, near side to Pretty. Here's Blyman on the arc. Blyman to Pretty between the rings. Zone defense comes out to meet Pretty. Ball thrown foul line. Botkins can't hang on. The player, Holman, jostled a bit. Tie up again, and I think it's going to be in Sonya possession. It is. Trojans need some stick-em on their fingertips.
Well, that pass was down around the knees, but, I mean, Holman's got to protect. He just, they're standing and letting the pass come to them.
Two-point lead in favor of Botkins. One official here on the near side who's a good one. We just heard him say that number four for Ansonia needs to cool down a little bit. It's Buckingham off a screen. He's number four. Oh, he's hot, though. He didn't cool down on that one. He drilled a 25-footer, and Ansonia leads it. 14-13, 3 minutes left, first half. Near side, Wendell, open for the Trojans. He jacks up a long three. No good. Off the back of the iron. It ricochets out of bounds. Hunter Buckingham got a little warning from the official and said, I'll show you.
Well, on that held ball over there, he got a little exuberant.
Yeah. That's a good thing sometimes.
Well, you know what? I mean, they're playing to continue to have a season, so I understand their excitement.
Exuberant is one thing. Nearly earning a technical foul is something else.
Yeah, he was close.
Outside the arc is Ansonia. Oh, here's collapsing defense by Zane Paul, and he drew an offensive foul. Offensive foul, elbow thrown by the Tigers. 16 fouls on Ansonia, 7 on Botkins, 14-13. Ansonia leading. Tigers got their first lead at the 3-minute mark, second quarter. Botkins, one bucket, one in 5.5 minutes here in period number two. Paul deep in the left corner. Out high, it goes to Gubo. Gubo gives it up to Pretty. Boy, this zone defense from Ansonia has got Botkin stifled. Paul takes a crack, a long trifecta, no good, short. Rebound Ansonia. Here comes Hunter Muir, one on three. Muir beats two Botkin's players to the rim. Defensive foul. Two shots coming.
It was on Paul again, he just never got set. He was continuing to backpedal. You've got to stay and take the charge. Muir's having a heck of a first half.
I tell you what, Chuck, the Ansonia Tigers are giving the Botkins Trojans a dose of their own medicine right now. Here's the free throw by Hunter Muir, up and good. 2:18 left to go here in the first half of this game. Ansonia now owns a two-point cushion. Second shot by Muir, swish. Oh, he's on fire at the stripe. We near the two-minute mark, late second quarter. 16-13, Ansonia. Here's Botkin, Zane Paul outside the arc on the dribble. Gives it up deep left corner to Wendell. Now Gubo. They look for a player in the post. It's Holman. Cross court for Plyman. Caught, but Pretty. Pretty retreats near center circle. Botkins can do nothing with this Ansonia zone defense. Here's Botkins throwing opposite, deep left corner. It's Gubo, goes baseline in the paint area. Holman, he's crowded on the arc to Plyman. Plyman at 6'5", goes airborne, long three-pointer, no good off the flange. Rebound Ansonia. Here's Muir on a mission, pulls up in the lane, no. Rebound left corner of the court, off Ansonia. Minute 28 to go here in the second quarter. Botkins has gone stone cold.
Yeah, they're not doing anything, and they're absolutely getting nothing in the lane.
Minute 22 to go here in the first half of this game. Trojans miss Spencer Euchre, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and they're only down three, so they're going to hold him. They're still in touch.
He's on the bench with two fouls. Here's Gubo deep in the left corner. Cross-court pass picked off by Ansonia. Two-on-one break. Shook down the lane. Lays it up. Missed it. No good. He ran over a Trojan. Offensive foul. Very physical play. We've had 15 fouls called already in this game. Player control. These two teams will stand up strong and take charges all night long. Minute to go, first half. Botkins needs a bucket.
That looked exactly like the one they just called a block on three the time or Paul the time before.
Sometimes the block charge is all about angle.
Well, it's two different officials with two different perspectives.
Exactly. Cross-court pass by Botkins, deflected by Ansonia. Loose ball picked up by Paul. On the arc, it goes to Tyler Free. 40 seconds to go in the half. Botkins down three. Ansonia leads it 16-13. Botkins Trojans have scored 6 points in the last 14 minutes. Half minute to go. Second quarter. Botkins spreads the court. Here's Wendell. Here's Pretty. 24 seconds to go. And Sonia's defense has thwarted the Trojans. Botkins unable to do much. Botkins behind by three. Trojans play for one. 15, 14, 13 seconds left. Here's Paul, 25 feet away. And Sonia may have gone man-to-man here. Paul, top of the circle, outside the arc of the three-point gunner, Tyler Free, way off the mark with a second and a half to go.
Wow.
The ball kicked out of bounds off the Tiger. Botkins inbounding. Here comes Spencer Euchre for offense. Coming out, Tyler Free. Let's see if the Trojans try to go right inside to Euchre immediately. Playmaker is Paul. He looks for Spencer on the interior, can't find him. Pass to midcourt, deflected by Ansonia, stolen by Stammen. As the first half ends, the Ansonia Tigers outplayed the Botkins Trojans the final 12, 13 minutes of the first half of play. And Ansonia leads it 16-13 after Botkins opened up a 7-0 lead in the game's first 3 minutes. Our halftime is next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Mac Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Boys Division 4 sectional action, number 4 seed Botkins, number 5 seed Ansonia. And it's shaping up every bit that close. And Sonia leads by three at the half. Excellent last 12 minutes of the first half by the Tigers, who were down 7-0 at one point. Did not overtake Botkins until about 3 minutes left in that second quarter, and Sonya went up 14-13. And again, Chuck, as you deliver our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, that just, what, one lone bucket for Botkins in period number two?
Yeah, they had the three by Paul. That was it. I mean, neither team, both teams are shooting the ball miserably. Right. Three of 20 from the floor for Ansonia. That's 15%. Botkins, 5 of 19. That's 26%. 2 of 5 from 3 for Ansonia, 40%. Botkins has taken 12 threes, only made 2 at 16%. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. This is where the lead is. 8 for 8 from the free throw line, all by Hunter Muir. Rebounding advantage, Botkins 18 to 14, 6 to 5 on the offensive boards. Turnovers, Ansonia turned it 4 times, Botkins turned it 8. Individual scoring, only 2 people scored for Ansonia. Muir scored 10, Buckingham on 2-3 scored 6. They scored 5 and 11, 16 in the first half. Botkins, on the other hand, 3 people scored, 4 people scored. They got 5 from Euchre, 3 from Pretty, 3 from Paul, and 2 from Plyman. They scored 10 and 3. And they trail it 16 to 13 at the half.
Now, one thing we learned very quickly, Chuck, is the fact that, yeah, Ansonia can take it. Boy, they can dish it right back out, too.
They're playing defense. They're what I would call a blue-collar team. Yep. We saw it against Mississinewa Valley. Those are two teams that just plain out don't like each other. And I thought, well, you know, maybe they won't have the same intensity in this one. No, they have the same intensity. These kids look like they're going to, when they get done here, they're going to go work on a farm after they get done. They're going to have that much energy left.
I wonder how many Knights of Columbus free throw shooting contests Hunter Muir has won since his childhood days.
I don't know. We could ask him. He needs a big trophy case, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Botkins has gotten shots. They're not real comfortable shooting over this zone. A number of them have not been close. If Botkins isn't going to get points on the inside, and with Spencer Euchre sitting with 2 fouls, it's going to be tough. Simply put, Botkins has got to make some threes.
Well, they need to make some threes, and how that's going to happen is if they can get Euchre going on the inside again, like they got him, because he was 2 for 2 to start the game, and then ended up sitting down, and that really kind of allowed them to block the middle up. And step out on the perimeter with that zone. They're playing a 2-3. They started man. They went 2-3. It's hard to tell the difference because, boy, when you got the ball in somebody's zone, they're on top of it. It's not a traditional matchup zone. It's a straight zone, but they play great defense when they're in there. You got the ball in their area.
And it has stifled the Trojans so far, especially in that second quarter. That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. 16-13 lead, Ansonia over Botkins. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor right here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all around the world. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. It moved to Shelby County, Jackson Center, Ohio, in 1982. And locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights at Brookins, two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, which is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. That's Brookins. You can't beat it. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, hub.com. Will be interesting, Chuck, to see who starts second half for the Bodkin Trojans. Maybe opening five who began the game.
Well, you would think. I mean, he's obviously got to get Euchre back out there to start the half. But, I mean, if you look at the shooting, he was 2 for 2. The best after that was 1 for 4. Actually, 1 for 3. 1 for 4, 1 for 5. They're getting good looks at it. They're just not dropping.
Nope. All year long, Bodkins has been tough to handle when the Trojans have made threes, averaging about 8 made threes per game. And so far here tonight, how many?
They've made 2. They're 2 of 12.
Well, they're going to need every bit of those 6 to get to their average of 8 in order to win this game, because Ansonia simply will not back down.
Well, I'm impressed with Ansonia. I have to admit, I wasn't that impressed with them against Mississinawa.
Nope.
But tonight, my goodness, you want to talk about playing defense. This is a Jackson Center type defensive effort they're putting on right there.
Yes. You know what I'm impressed with most, Chuck? The orange tennis, the fluorescent orange tennis shoes worn by the post player Roland for Ansonia.
Yeah.
Boy, do those ever shine.
He's not going to hide.
They sparkle. Here we go. Bodkin's possession. We start the third quarter. Trojans down 3. With the ball 25 feet out high right is Madden. Between the rings to Zane Paul, who receives instructions from head coach Sean Powell. Jason Pretty gets the nod here in the opening 5 to start the third. Spencer Euchre not out. Yes, he is. There's Spencer in the paint offensively.
Yeah, they didn't start Gubo.
Right. Elliot Gubo, 5'11 junior. He'll be the sixth man coming off the bench here in the third. Here's Euchre, foul line. He's hemmed in by Roland. He muscles his way into the lane. Nearly walked. I think he did. Yep.
They called it.
The official signals traveling on Euchre. And simply put, Ansonia's combination man and zone defenses have stalled out this Bodkins three-point shooting, fast-moving offense.
I'm not going to critique because I wasn't at the draw. I don't know if they had to take a bye to be where they wanted to be. But there is no way I would ever take a bye in a tournament game in a gym I've never played in.
I'd agree with you. Here's Ansonia. Quickly down the floor come the Tigers. Driving hard to the lane. It's Stommen. Stommen beat the press. Missed it. Rebound Bodkins. Quickly up the floor. Pretty. Pretty around a couple Tigers. Shovel shot. Good. Jason Pretty danced to the rim and flipped it in from down around his knees. 16-15. Ansonia up 1. 6:46 to go here in the third quarter. Midcourt with the ball is Ansonia. Now outside the arc, right wing, it's Ferrier. Ferrier retreats. Kleiman checks him. Now Kleiman goes and finds his man down on the inside. Now Ferrier still dribbles. Comes over near side, right in front of us. And head coach Devin Lindberg of Ansonia. Now the Tigers back it way out. Here's Matthew Shook. Dribble drive. All the way to the corner. Baseline. Shot deflected by Bodkins. It's loose below the rim. And Bodkins is called for a hooking foul.
Caught it on Madden. It's his fourth.
My goodness. 4 on Madden. He's done till probably mid or late fourth quarter. 6:10 to go in the third. 16-15. And Sonia Bawan, needless to say, it has been a defensive tussle and an offensive struggle to score. Muir's got 8 made free throws. of the 16 points for Ansonia. He's got the ball directly at courtside at the scoresbroadcast.com media table. Flips it out of Buckingham outside the arc of the left. Into the lane to a teammate. It's Matthew Shook. And a defensive player for Botkins gets there late. Thought for a second it might have been on Euchre.
Well, they called it on Free because he was behind, and he kind of bumped him and created the contact.
That was close.
I thought it was a charge.
Almost the third on Euchre. Could have been a charge nonetheless. And Sonia still controls. Two quick fouls to start the second half on Botkins. Ball thrown on the arc to Buckingham. A long 27-footer. No good. Loose ball rebound up and in by Muir. Johnny on the spot. Hunter Muir. Here's Paul coming back for Botkins. Hop, step, and a jump in the lane. Arcs one up. No good. He was hurried. Couldn't get it to go. And Sonia corrals the rebound. Up three. 18-15. 5:22 left here in the third quarter. Last offensive shot from Buckingham for Ansonia wasn't close, but it wound up being a pretty good pass to Muir. Then Paul was too hasty at the other end for Botkins. Here's a drive, left side of the lane. Roland, left-handed hook on the run. Missed it, foul. Botkins, third on the Trojans already. Here's my man, Chuck, in the shiny fluorescent orange tennis shoes, rolling, two shots coming, way short. He needs some orange fluorescence with more lift.
Those would look really neat if he had black shoelaces in there.
That's not a Texas orange, it's a Tennessee orange.
Yeah, definitely.
First free throw rolling, no good. Here's the second shot. It's on the way. That one's up and over the front rim. He's got it. 19-15, Ansonia's biggest lead. 5:03 left in the third. Here's Zane Paul, 25 feet away for Botkins. Outside the arc to Pretty. Gave it up, got it back. Here's Denton Holman on the arc. Between the rings, Pretty. They look for Euchre at the foul line. Roland's right behind him on his hip. Spencer's got it, 15 feet away. Goes opposite to Paul in the left corner. Well, the zone finds him quickly. Here's Euchre, foul line, ducks under, spins, good. Spencer Euchre, athletic shot.
Nice shot right there. Good balance.
19-17, only Botkin's second field goal in the last 13 minutes of this game. 19-17, Ansonia Batu. Dribble drive through the lane, Tigers running a Shook. It's crawling up over the front of the rim, but won't go down. Rebound Botkins. Here's Pretty motoring down the floor. Antonius tries to catch him. Hits at his heels. Foul from the backside. It's common. Botkins will throw in far side. Well, Pretty and Paul like to turn it into a track meet if they can.
That's what they need to do.
The two P-boys out on the outside. They go pell-mell. Jason Pretty, Zane Paul for Botkins. At the Pickwick Indians logo at midcourt, it's Zane Paul with the ball. Zane, elbow in the left now. Two-point lead, Ansonia. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Pretty. Good quick pass into the paint area to Euchre. The defense collapses. He lost it. Pretty got it back. Pretty right baseline. Shoots it cross-court to a teammate who enters the paint. Now to Euchre. Here's Paul. Wants to shoot the three, but he's doubled. Nowhere to go. Here's Pretty on the arc. Open. Lets it fly. Hits it. Triple. Botkins by one. 20-19 Trojans. 3:34 to go. Third quarter. Botkins worked long and hard for that trifecta from Pretty. Dribble drive. It is Buckingham driving down the lane. Hand off to Shook. He missed it. No good. Roland on the rebound up and in. 21-20 Ansonia. 3:12 to go, third quarter. Euchre at the elbow, around one player, around another black jersey. He's hooked. Foul against the Tigers. It's common. 3:07 to go here in the third quarter. It is nip and tuck. Ansonia by one, 21-20. The two-point rebound basket by Roland just boosted the Tigers to the scant one-point advantage. Here's Euchre, top of the circle. to Holman. Baseline left, Pretty. Pretty lowers the shoulder. Boom, it's a charge. Offensive foul. And Sonia, ball out of bounds. Team foul four on Votkins. 2:57 left here in the third. And head coach Sean Powell of Votkins wants a timeout. 1-point lead, and Sonia on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Chuck, we talked in the pregame about how potent Votkins can be offensively. Quite ragged, though, here tonight. Thank goodness the Trojans have gone chest to chest at the defensive end.
Yeah, it's been a defensive battle on both ends. I don't think Votkins is going to get the 93 tonight.
No. Here is Antonia in backcourt. The 10-second count is on. Up to the timeline. Oh, at the count of 8.5. And Sonia gets it across. Deep right corner. Tigers have the ball. Flipped into the lane to Roland. He lost it off his fingertips. It's picked up by Stammen. And he garners the loose ball. It hits a fadeaway 10-footer. Here's Pretty back in a hurry for Votkins. Oh, that's smooth. So fluid from Jason Pretty. Outstanding driving layup. 23-22. And Sonia in the lead by one, and the Tigers are hemmed in right in front of us and get a timeout called. Back in a moment. 1-point lead, and Sonia on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Heck of a game here at Pickwick's Garbery Gym, second rounder. Seed number four, Votkins. Seed number five, Ansonia. Tigers lead by one, 23-22. 2:22 to go in the third. Ball inbounded to Stammen. Stammen just made a field goal for Ansonia. It's last trip down the floor. He tries an awkward drive. Missed it, no good. Votkins got the rebound. Threw it away, 60 feet down the floor. Steal, Tigers. Votkins missed a chance right there. Ansonia, forecourt left. It is Ferrier on the arc. Gives it up to Muir. Muir's got 8 free throws, Chuck. How many field goals does he have?
He has two. He's got 12 points total.
Here is Muir finding an open teammate cross court. Angles a pass down low on the block to Roland, who received a shove from Votkins. 5 fouls on Votkins. 1:53 left here in the third. Tyler Free picked it up. That's 3 on him. He's got 3. Madden's got 4. Euchre's got 2.
Right. Well, they've really been able to get the ball to Euchre offensively still in the middle of that zone.
Baseline left of the bucket. The playmaker is Shook for Ansonia. He lobs in the lane for Muir. It's over his fingertips, and that's because Euchre shoved him in the back.
It's a call on Holman.
Holman is nailed with the foul.
They were both there. Could have called it on either one because they both kind of hipped him.
Votkins fans breathe a sigh of relief. 23-22, Ansonia inbounding again below the basket. Deep left corner, open jump shooter. Long one, 21-footer by Shook. In and out, no good. Rebound is good by Ferrier. 3-point lead, Ansonia. 1:40 left. third quarter. Deep left corner, it is Gubo. Into the lane to Euchre. Euchre spins, follow away, 10-footer off to the left. Rebound, Tigers. Minute 26 to go, third quarter. Quickly down the floor, Roland. Roland takes it right into the lane to Plyman. Then flips it back out of the arc to Ferrier. And Sonia resets, up three. Here's Ferrier on the bounce. Shake and bake move, elbow on the left. Glides into the lane. Plyman blocked it, but hacked him. Two free throws coming. And Sonia tries to widen the margin out to seven. Or I should say out to five. It is three. 70 seconds to go, third quarter. Ferrier coming off a putback at the offensive end. Previous trip down for Ansonia is at the free throw line here. Foul shot, lot of rim to the backboard, and it falls through. 26-22 in favor of Ansonia, which tries to edge out through a five-point cushion and does. 27-22, Tigers' biggest spread. Minute to go, third quarter. Zane Paul, 30 feet away, gets a screen for Euchre. Ball rotated, left corner Plyman to Paul. Deep left corner, wants to shoot, cannot get clearance. Gives it up, gets it back. Paul through the top of the circle. Now to Pretty. Pretty straight away. Knife into the lane. And Sonia knocks it free. Steal Tigers. Boy, and Sonia's been growling loudly. Ball-like hands on defense for Ansonia here tonight. Another pilfer job. And Ansonia with 30 seconds left in the third quarter. They try to play for one. Dribble right corner. Ansonia. Oh, it's dropped by Ferrier, who kicked it.
He kicked it
and gained an advantage.
That is only the third turnover by Ansonia.
That's incredible. How many for Botkins? A dozen?
11.
That's close. That's a big difference. No question.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yep. Now the Trojans have a chance for the last shot, third quarter. 17 seconds to go. Botkins behind by five. Paul plays pitch and catch with Plyman. Plyman 30 feet away. Now Paul 30 feet away. Lobs to Euchre in the paint, 8 seconds to go. Plyman at the elbow. Now Paul hoists up a three. Way short, barely drew iron. Rebounding foul, and Sonia, 3.3 to go. Botkins ball, baseline left of the rim, 27-22 and Sonia. Let's see what the Trojans have in store for the Tigers right here. Playmaker Paul beneath the basket, looks, peers in, goes to Euchre, baseline left, shot fake, up strong, overshot it. Good defense by Ansonia. Once Euchre rose up to shoot the ball, once he got off his feet, he had a hand in each eye, and he missed it at the buzzer. Ansonia clings to the five-point lead after three on scorersbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
And serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency for a long time now. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and many more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Well, we start the fourth quarter, and Sonia right away coughs up the basketball. Botkins has got it, trailing by five. Zane Paul on the arc. Still a zone defense by Ansonia. Elbow on the right, hits Euchre. Euchre squares up against Roland. Tries to slice his way into the lane. Turns, fadeaway 8-footer. Bingo! Spencer Euchre on target. And Sonya leads by three, 27-24. 35 seconds gone here in the fourth. Intensity on defense by Bodkins now. They're guarding out near midcourt, tight. Here's Ferrier on the bounce. 17 fouls on Bodkins. Keep that in mind. Here's Ferrier, top of the circle, dribble drive, foul line, nearly walked. Fed it to Shook. Shook in the paint area, blocked by Plyman, loose in the corner. Who got a piece of it last? It's off Ed Sonya. Good D from Bodkins.
Yeah, Plyman did a good job of blocking that and keeping it in play.
Yep. Then Ed Sonya tried to recollect it in the corner. Had butter on the fingers, couldn't contain it. Here comes Bodkins. Down three. We played a minute 10 here in the fourth. Three team fouls on Antonia. Here's Paul, 30 feet away. Bounce pass, high right. Goes on the play to Madden. Deep left corner, handling is Wendell. Elbow in the left to Juker, open from 15. Takes a big bunny hop into the paint area. Missed the banker. He's chopped up on the arm. He'll get two.
Well, they're getting the ball into the middle of the zone down at Euchre, and they're getting a little more continuity into their offense.
I tell you what, Chuck, for my money, I'd give it to Euchre right there, let him shoot 8 or 10 more the rest of the game.
Well, yeah, I mean, nobody else is making them, so nope. Why not?
Spencer Euchre fouled in the act of shooting, misses the free throw. Too hard. 27-24, three-point lead, Ansonia. 6:36 left here in the fourth quarter.
Well, you trail by three, and you're 1 for 3, and the other team's 11-12 from the free throw line.
Euchre again. Uh-oh, he pulled the string. It hit the front orange, kicked right to Muir in backcourt. He received a shove. That's on Josh Madden, I think. Is that five on him?
Yeah, and that was real, real ticky-tack right there.
Wow.
You don't foul a kid out of a game on something like that.
Foul against Madden, his fifth, about 80 feet from the basket. It was pretty much an unmolested rebound by Hunter Muir and Ansonia, and he gets to shoot the 1-1 at the other end. And he's been deadly. He hasn't missed a foul shot in 8 tries. 6:32 to go in the fourth. Ansonia up 5. Make it 6. Hunter Muir shoots free throws in his sleep. Second shot, Hunter Muir. It's on the way. It's good. He doesn't have to hunt for the rim. He's locked in every time. He's 10 for 10. 5-point lead, Ansonia. Bodkins in some trouble because the Trojans cannot solve this Ansonia zone defense. It's all over the floor, like there are 6 or 7 black shirts out there at all times. Here's Euchre at the elbow on the right. He's doubled. Nice drive. Shot fake in the lane. Oh, what a block by Ferrier from behind. Right to an Ansonia player. Tigers have an answer every time on defense. 5-point lead, Ansonia, which is in the 1-1. They're 2 away from the double bonus. Here's Hunter Muir, top of the circle. Foul line, give and go to Roland. Up and in. Ansonia carving up Bodkins. 7-point game, 31-24. Trojans in deep doo-doo now. Ball thrown to Euchre into the mid-post. And he is fouled from the backside. Ball poked away, but Roland got all of Euchre's right arm. 5:38 left in the fourth. 7-point lead, Ansonia. Bodkins has scored a grand total of 17 points since the first 3 minutes of this game. That's 24 minutes, 17 points. Ansonia's defense has been that good. Bodkins' shooting has been off, but credit the Tigers' D. Here's Euchre, foul line, splits a couple defenders right down the pipe. He banked it in. That's where Bodkins has got to go. Right in the middle of that zone where it's soft. 31-26. Ansonia by 5. 5:11 left here in the fourth quarter. Ansonia Tigers have outplayed Bodkins to this point. Splendid performance by the Cross County Conference Club. Here's Muir spinning and turning at the elbow. Goes cross court on the play to Shook. He's tied up. Out back to Buckingham. A long 3-point bomb. He's got it. He's got it. Tiger fans whooping it up. And Sonya's biggest spread, 8 points. Here's Botkin Juker in the paint area. He's twisting and turning, and he's plowed into by a couple of Tigers. Free throws coming for Juker. That's the only opening Botkins has got right now. Spencer Juker. And Sonya doubles him in a hurry. He was really smacked on that play. No chance of the ball going in. Juker's got to earn them at the stripe where he missed two a moment ago. Free throw, Juker, swish. 34-27 in favor of Ansonia. Biggest lead had been 34-26. Second shot, Juker. Botkins needs every free throw it can get. Juker bangs that one in. Last 4.5 minutes. 18,000 Botkins. Here's Ferrier in backcourt. Ferrier for Ansonia. Gets it up finally to Roland. Here's a quick three right corner. That one was hasty by Buckingham. He may have outthought himself on that one. He took it, missed it badly. Botkins got the rebound. That's like a turnover. Trojans will take it. Here's Zane Paul, baseline left. Weaves his way into the lane to Juker. Juker's doubled, tripled, up and under. Good, good, and a foul. The magician, Spencer Juker, going to work. What a play by Juker. Good feed by Paul.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, that was Juker. He caught the ball down there. Big, strong move to the basket. There's still 4:10 to go in this game.
Yes. Well, Buckingham took a bad three.
Bad three.
Yep, he took a real hurried one for Ansonia. About two passes after they got the ball in the front court. And
there was nobody back.
No.
It was just him.
Right. Easy rebound, Botkins, and that leads to a three-point play by Juker, and it's a three-point game. 4 minutes to go. Here's Ansonia in backcourt. It's Stammen to Buckingham. Timeout called Tigers. Botkins within three. 4:01 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perkins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And a big shout out here tonight to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior. Oh, my goodness, how quickly things can change after the timeout. And Sonya's intercepted by guess who? The man of the hour for Botkins, Spencer Juker, ripped it away, and he dashed the other end, went to the basket, was bodied up from behind, hit the deck, shot was no good, but Spencer's got two foul shots coming, and he hits. 34-32. Spencer Juker is the go-to guy right now for Botkins.
He's got 17.
Woo. He's got 17 of Botkins' 32, more than a half. Here is Juker, dips the knees, it's on the way. Good again. Seven straight by Juker. And Botkins down by 8 points. Less than a minute ago, is within one. Here's Ansonia, difficulty at midcourt. It is Buehr up the floor to Buckingham. A long three, right corner, no good. Rebound Botkins. Buckingham has taken a couple quick ones. Botkins getting the ball back. Chance to go on top. Here's Juker in the right corner. Fakes left, goes right. Herky jerky move. Ansonia didn't slide over. Defensive foul. 1-1 for Juker. Spencer Uecker Show.
Well, they were down 8 points about a minute and 20 seconds ago.
Yep.
They got a chance to take the lead.
34-26 was the tally, and Sonya with 4:40 left. And now with 3:28 to go, Botkins is within one. Uecker 1-1. It lipped the rim. Rebound in Sonya. Here come the Tigers. Ferrier drives. Running one-hander. In and out. No good. Rebound. Kleiman knocked it to Paul. Paul 1-on-2. Shake and bake. To the rack. Got it. He's got it. Botkins out of nowhere. Botkins out of nowhere. Has reeled off 9 straight in about a minute 30 to take the lead. 2:56 to go. What a rally by Botkins. Here's Ferrier on the arc to Buckingham. He's had a couple of errant threes in the last 2 minutes. Now to Hunter Muir. Muir spinning, twisting into the paint area. Around Holman, bodied by a white shirt. Foul. 1-1 for Muir. The last of the 1-on-1 situations for Ansonia, which now trails by a point.
10 for 10 for Muir from the free throw line.
He has been exemplary, Mr. Perfect. He flexes the knees, and it's rolling around. Shooter's touch. It's good.
That's the first one that's hit the rim.
Yep. 35-35. Tie game, 2:44 to go. Second shot by Muir, and it's too long. It kicked off the back heel. Rebound out to Kleiman and Botkins. Now to Pretty. Jason Pretty at midcourt. We're tied up at 35 apiece. Last year, these two teams had a thriller right here at the Pickler-Garvey Gym in the Division IV sectional. Second rounder. 2-point win in Sonya. Here's Botkins. Here's Spencer Uecker. Baseline right. Around the Tiger. Ball knocked away by Ansonia. It's loose. Who's got it? It's a jump. Arrow favors Botkins. 2:18 to go in the fourth. 35-35 tie. Ansonia without a field goal in 3.5 minutes. Baseline right. Zane Paul throwing in. Looks on the arc for a teammate. Finds him. And the ball's handed right back off to Paul, who retreats to the red and blue Pickler Indians logo at midcourt. 2:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. 35-35 tie. It's still a zone defense by Ansonia. It's a 2-3 look, right, Chuck?
Yeah, just playing a straight 2-3, but boy, do they push it out and play defense.
And guarding Zane Paul, 30 feet away from the basket right now, is Shook and Sonya's defender. And as the clock winds down to 1:46, Sean Powell, first-year head coach at Botkins, gets a timeout. 35-35 tie right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
In the last 3 minutes since the 4:40 mark, Botkins has erased an 8-point deficit, outscoring Ansonia 9-1. 35-35 tie. Here's Pretty at midcourt for Botkins. 90 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Outside the arc, right to Paul. He goes cross-court to Wendell. Now Pretty straight away. Paul is open. Outside the arc, right flank. Missed it badly from three-point land. So badly, Botkins got the long rebound. And then the Trojans heave it into the Botkins bench.
Well, I'm going to give him a little bit of a breath. It's a freshman. He tried to make a skip pass, and I'm sure his nerves are really tough right now with a minute 18 to go.
Well, the team foul situation, 9 each way. Both clubs have the double bonus. And now Ansonia has got an opportunity to work the clock with the game tied. Bodkins had it. Missed a long shot. Fortune to get the long rebound and threw it away. Here's the ball lost at midcourt by Ansonia. Steal by Zane Paul. Paul down the floor. Reverse layup. No good. In traffic. And Ansonia got the rebound. Tough break for the Trojans. Paul was being harassed from behind. It was not as easy as it looked. It rolled off the rim. Here's Hunter Muir. Dribble drive into the lane. Hand off to Roland. Roland's fouled as he goes up to shoot. Hunter Muir took charge right there.
Yeah, he got going down the lane. They had no choice but to come over and pick him up. He could have dropped the ball either side. They were both open.
Yep, Hunter Muir exploded from 30 feet away right to the basket for Ansonia. He didn't continue to waste time and dribble out on the arc. And once he got down deep against Botkin's defense, Trojans had to help. Man open was Roland. He was fouled in the act of shooting. His first free throw, though, is no good. 43.9 to go. We're tied at 35. Second shot, Roland and Ansonia. It's on the way. It's no good. Hunter Muir needed to be shooting them.
Yeah, he gave it up, though, because he wasn't going to get to the rim.
Right. 34 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 35-35 tie. Here's Paul for Botkins. Gives it up to Pretty. Trojans will play for one. Botkins is in the double bonus. 21 seconds to go. 30 feet out. Hanging on is Tyler Free. The zone defense for Ansonia extends. Pitch and catch at midcourt. Free and Pretty. Timeout. Coach Powell will keep it right here with 13.9 to go. It's a full break.
Well, they got Free in the game. He has not made a shot, but he is a heck of a three-point player, shooter. They're really looking at Paul right now. They're trying to take Euchre away. He might be the young man that gets a good look at it because they're not thinking about him at this point.
35-35 tie, 13.9 left in the fourth. Botkin's possession when we return. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of Scorers Broadcast. Superior Aluminum in Francis Schulte. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. And the Francis Schulte Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulte, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulte, both proud supporters of ScorersBroadcast.com. Here we go, final 13.9. Botkins with the ball at midcourt, game tied at 35. Zane Paul angles off to the right. Comes to Euchre, head of the key, high left. Spencer starts to drive. Wheels his way into the lane. The ball ripped away by Ansonia, but they fouled. They hacked him. It's Ferrier.
They came out of that timeout playing man-to-man for only the second time in the game. And they went right to Euchre, isolated him. Ferrier couldn't guard him.
No, Ferrier shook it free, but a lot of contact resulted. The referee was right in front of it, saw it all. And Spencer Euchre's at the stripe. And fortunately for Botkins, it's a double bonus situation, not the one-on-one. We're tied at 35, 6.5 to go in the fourth. Here's Spencer, a lot of pressure. One, two, three bounces. Oh, it's in and out. In and out. A little too much English on it. And Sonia tries to ice him further with the timeout. Chuck, what is Spencer at the stripe?
Well, he is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. He's 6 for 11. Mm. That one was most of the way down. That's just tough.
That's one of those shots that hits the inside of the front rim as it crawls over the front rim. It looks like it's perfect. It looks like it's almost dead center. But there's some sort of spin or English on the ball. that causes it to pop right back out.
I was horrible in geometry, so I'm not real good at trying to figure out what the deal is. But
this is hoops math.
I know. And that was a good timeout because that was his last timeout. But they're talking about every situation. It could be tied. You could be down one. And they're talking about what they're going to do depending on the situation. You obviously, if you're tied and you're Botkins, you've got to pick them up and not let them get down the floor.
Right.
If you're up one, you better know where Muir is and you better know where Buckingham is.
Yep. 6.5 to go. Spencer Euchre, the second of two free throws to break the tie. He eyes the bucket. It looks good. It is good. Botkins by one. 36-35. The back checker is Flyman for Botkins. And Sonia is about set to throw it in, and Botkins gets another timeout.
I have never seen that in my life. The referee didn't see him trying to call the timeout, and Muir pointed over to the coach saying, hey, he's calling timeout. He wanted to set something up. That was a hell of a job by him. He knew that they wanted to set up a play.
Yep.
That's a sharp kid.
Yes, it is. Well, and Sonia Tigers will get the ball at the far back end line. They've got to go 94 feet.
They can run the baseline. They can move. They're not in a spot.
Double bonus. If you're Botkins, you don't dare foul. And a two-point basket wins the game.
Yeah, yeah. Anything that goes through the hoop right now, unless it's a free throw, wins the game.
6.5 left. We've got Shook and Kleiman in the offensive half of the floor. Otherwise, 8 men in backcourt. Botkins will not guard the thrower.
I think you got two people on Muir, and you hope he doesn't receive it.
Going to try and deny Muir. So far, Botkins has done a good job doing that. It's thrown inbounds to Shook. Shook gets the ball in backcourt. He spins, falls to the ground, trying to bait the official into a foul call. There is none. Shook heaved it 60 feet toward the rim. It went out of bounds.
They had so much more time.
It's Botkins' possession. 2.2 left. Botkins needs to get it in. Here's Euchre. Backcourt to Pretty, and he's tackled.
That's a travel. He moved out. He has a spot.
He
moved out of bounds. They need to put the 2.2 back on the clock.
The playmaker for Botkins took steps, throwing it in from out of bounds. It was a spot situation. He couldn't move, wasn't aware of it. It's called a violation on Botkins. And now below the rim, and Sonia gets the ball. The clock reads 1.7.
It's going to go back to 2.2.
Yes, it should.
But
as if the ball never did come in.
Absolutely. It was a violation, just like a turnover.
But
he got away with a step and a half. Then he took two more steps, and then the official noticed.
A very bizarre situation with over six to go. And Sonia wanted to find Muir in backcourt, couldn't, threw it to Shook, and Shook heaved the ball up from 55, 60 feet away, thinking he was fouled.
Thought he was throwing a pass, and I looked, and there was nobody back there.
It was really weird, but Sonia gets a break because of the turnover, out of bounds by Botkins, 2.2 to go, and Sonia inbounding in the left corner,
down
one, it's lobbed into Muir, Muir in the lane, turns from 10 feet, and hits it. He hits it. Hunter Muir with a fadeaway outside the paint. He got the inbounds pass clean and sank the shot. And Botkins is beaten. Number 5, Antonia, beats number 4, Botkins, 37-36. Chuck will return to wrap it up in a moment. We'll then go offline for about 10 to 15 minutes, then return online with a short pregame before the Fort Laramie Riverside contest. Hunter Muir, the star for Ansonia on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was
actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really want to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
It's Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We have just finished a thriller, a buzzer-beating win for Ansonia over Botkins, 37-36. Hunter Muir, star of the game.
Oh, absolutely.
For the Ansonia Tigers. He caught the inbounds pass outside the lane, 2.2 seconds left. It was flipped into him. He's got pretty good length, good jumping ability. Botkins didn't dare foul, up by one. And Muir went up and snatched it outside the paint. Probably what, Chuck, 10, 12 feet from the basket?
Yeah, it wasn't on the block. He was out a little outside the lane.
Oh, yeah. And he hit a beautiful picture-perfect fadeaway. And the ball tickled the twine as the buzzer went off. And Botkins is out. And Sonia advances on to play the winner of this next game between Fort Loramie and Riverside in a 7 p.m. sectional final on Friday night, Chuck.
Well, that was a real, real tough way for Botkins to lose a basketball game. But give credit to Ansonia. They gave up an 8-point lead, were down a point with 2.2 seconds to go. Would have been real easy for them to fold the tents. But the first thing I said was, they better guard the rim.
Yep.
And they did force him away from the basket to catch it. But, that's a good basketball player.
Oh, yeah. Muir, the man of the hour for the Tigers. Are Clancy's award winners tonight, Chuck?
I'm going to go with Spencer Euchre. He had 19 points.
Sure.
He's a senior.
Yep.
Had the faux pas at the end of the game. But I watched Chris Webber, who made millions of dollars in the NBA, call a sixth timeout for Michigan. So it happens. But he had a terrific game. And if it wasn't for him, that last basket wouldn't have made any difference anyway.
Right, right. As Spencer Euchre wins the Clancy's Award, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Jeans fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, the long-awaited third game and rematch for Fort Loramie and Botkins will not happen.
Right.
And Sonia knocks out Botkins. And Sonia awaits the winner of the second game upcoming here in just about 15 minutes. Fort Loramie and Riverside will go offline for about 8 or 10 minutes, then return online. Stay right with us. I'm Jack for Chuck here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.